Fellow Freedom fans back. David Allen Carmichael here. I was just checking out some news flashes that came in. 6:51, if you don't have anything better to do at 6:51, don't go to passion-killing late-night TV. At 6:51 p.m. today, the shuttle, is it Endeavour? I think it is Endeavour, is going to be launching. So you're going to see that NASA got permission to launch the shuttle today at 6:51 p.m. So I know it's not quite time for late night TV, but that's something I think you need to be paying attention to. And I'm on the break. You know, I told you I was going to come back and find out what day the Lecanto, there's going to be a meeting with Congresswoman Brownwaite's staff. Also, there's going to be a meeting, I guess, also that the Senator Fasano, so Florida State Legislature Senator Fasano, is going to be meeting with a group here shortly. Let me double check that when we get on the next break. So that's good. Hey, guys, when we were going on the break, by the way, our number here is 888-850-1872. Before I went on a break, I was talking about this global carbon tax, and I read quotes where ex-Vice President Al Gore was essentially quoting something said in the year 2000 at The Hague by then French President Jacques Chirac about why we should be teaching our children from a very early age, well, yes, respect for environment. I'd say not respect for it. I'd say take care of it. Stewardship. We've been given a mandate to husband our garden, so to speak. So man has been given a tasker from the very beginning to take care of the land that he's supposed to take dominion over as he's being fruitful and multiplying. But we're now going to this thing said by former Vice President Al Gore, where he declared that this congressional climate bill will help, he's excited, bring about global governance. Wouldn't it be so nice to have a little committee for the UN running your life in your neighborhood? In some ways, they already are. But, I mean, think about it. That's where we're going. And I think it's dangerous. It's just my recommendation to you from Florida that you might want to take charge of your land. And the other day we talked about some proposals that are going before the legislature here for this next session that talk about rights of Florida to control the regulation of guns that are manufactured in Florida. That they're not. It's a proposal to make sure that you're not yielding any jurisdictional issues to or powers to the federal government that ought not to be yielded. And there's some other, there's a bill there that's kind of a remonstrance to challenge somebody. And we're going to review that tomorrow. I'm going to be interviewing somebody tomorrow who had something to do with the formation of these bills as they were presented and then forwarded and sponsored by some folks in the Florida legislature. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow, but the idea is that there's a understanding that there's these things that are happening outside your neighborhood, and they're not there for your good or for your neighbor's good. There's this, I think under the guise of helping somebody, somebody's taking power. And essentially, you're going to be losing something on the deal. Whether somebody else gains is a whole different issue. I think they're trying to indicate they're trying to help somebody else out, but will it really happen? That's kind of hypothetical. It's very hard to, you could only know by speculation. Global carbon tax urged at the UN meeting. In addition, at this for this meeting, what we're doing is this article talking about Mr. Gore's recent comments about bringing about global governance. This article's kind of tracking some things that have happened in the past that are touching upon what's happening today. Is Congress really in charge of, when the House passed this cap and trade bill, were they really the ones in charge? Were they really the ones who were pushing this? Were they doing it under the auspices of a public servant in Congress caring about your interest? Or is there somebody else giving the influence to make this stuff happen? There's a big question. So at this meeting, this UN meeting, there was a call for a global carbon tax that was urged, at a UN global warming conference in December 2007, the UN Climate Conference in Bali urged the adoption of, listen to this, a global carbon tax that would represent a global burden-sharing system, fair with solidarity and legally binding to all nations. So it appears that Mr. Obama and many people that are in Congress today have come into office basically with this in their backpack. Some of these things were talked about before the election, and people are kind of nodding and smiling, and you know what? This is coming from outside your country. This is so if this is what you want, this is great. Would you like UN global control? The only problem is how much UN global control can even the majority of people in America yield? I think what's really scary and what's really dangerous about this, even if there were people paying attention to what was going on and were actually offering this to Congress and saying, hey, Congress, the majority of us really want this. We really want this. I don't think that's what the case is. I think it's actually a vast minority, and actually the duped might be smiling and nodding their heads with regard to this. I think that's really what's happening. It's being controlled from, and basically I think you're being exploited. But let's just say you really wanted this. The extreme scary danger thing here is there's going to be people who have a nice, quiet life. They love God. They love their neighbor as their self. And this global control, of the way people think, the way people think about the environment, the way they think about science, and the way they behave and comply, the more global you get with this control, the greater the danger of ruining the lives of those who are really living properly in this world. So those who are actually going through life properly, love God, love your neighbor as yourself, will start to really feel the brunt of this. So here's finally, someone will pay. There's a comment by Othmar Schwenk, a global tax advocate. This is what he said at the 2000 UN conference after a panel titled A Global CO2 Tax. Finally, someone will pay for these climate-related costs. Schwenk noticed that wealthy nations like the U.S. would bear the biggest burden on the polluters pay principle. That reminds me of something that Mr. Obama said recently, and I realize I have an audio clip of that, and I'll have to check that out. The U.S. and other wealthy nations need to contribute significantly more to this global fund. I'm going to do that. We come back from the great break. We're going to hear a comment by Mr. Obama explaining this. So he says the polluters pay principle. This is some non-American. The U.S. and other wealthy nations need to contribute, those bad wealthy nations contribute significantly more to this global fund. Now, see, this is a funding stream. I've always suspected that this is just an excuse to have a UN global governance funding stream. Because right now they've got the problem. It's called the United States Constitution. And as far as they try to war against it, they're not yet effectively eliminating it. They haven't. So they're going to work this out through a treaty issue. You know, there's a constitutional way to do this. We'll have a treaty. That's what we'll do. And we'll get a global governance fund, a funding stream, through the mechanism of the duped United States Congress, bless their heart. Number here is 888-850-1872. Now, this is very political, isn't it? This sounds very political. And here I am, I always talk about constitutional basis, biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. See, sometimes to get to the biblical perspective or the constitutional perspective, you actually have to chew on the things that are in the news, the issues of the day. So that's what I'm doing right now. Hopefully I'm going to provoke some thoughts in your head. The U.S. needs to pay for this global fund. It's very essential to tax coal. I guess, we'd have to find out why. But it went on to say that tens of billions of dollars per year generated by a global tax would, now watch this, see the funding stream, see the term stream I used? All the tens of billions of dollars per year will flow into a global multilateral adaptation fund. Now, there's a lady I've been meaning to interview who knows what these words mean. You know, there's actually like a big paragraph that could back up this multilateral adaptation fund. Hey, caller, thank you for calling Eagle 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
All these constant in front of us, as well as the ones that are already in place, such as the federal income tax and so forth. My question to you is one that many people give me when I talk to them about this, which is, you know, how do you say no? If you say no to the current oversteppings of the Constitution, such as the federal income tax, you are put away in a federal penitentiary or ruined financially. The upcoming ones are going to be, upcoming steps on the Constitution are just going to be as strong. So how do we as American people say no when the collective masses are effectively asleep?
Well, I was actually thinking about that today, because as I'm preparing for this, I realize it's pretty frustrating to just sit around and talk about this without dealing with exactly what you said. And you may not have heard the first, I'd say, 5 minutes of the broadcast. My view is, just thinking of it today, is that we need to get back to this point where we're extremely focused on what's happening locally. Because, and ultimately, I think Sheriff Mack that we had on our show from Prince and Mack versus the United States, very important case, and it was a 1997 case, I believe, but very important case. Sheriff Mack said something about his not being able, in good conscience, to carry out what the federal supposed mandate was because of his commitment to the Constitution. Now, the problem was the federal government can only go as far as that sheriff. The buck stopped there because of the locality, the enforcement in the locality. That very dangerous innovation was nipped in the bud for the sake and benefit and blessing of the entire nation. So I look at that as a model where I think that's why I'm kind of selling, where I talk about these committees that are coming up on this meeting on the 17th, that just, you know, regulation of the power company and things like that, where people in their neighborhoods start to wake up and go, wait a minute. Let's police what we're doing right here. Let's make sure the law of the land is operational right here in our community, because then what happens is what's going to happen is there's going to be an impasse. And you're probably obviously aware of the Real ID issue where Congress mandated a certain date, but guess what? Nobody was playing. So there was an impasse. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, let's say for the sake of federal income tax, somebody decides that they wish to rebel against that. Federal agents will come in without seeking any permission from the county sheriff at all. And I think if you do get that streamline into understanding that there are certain protocols that have to be placed, and, you know, we can actually decide to elect a strong sheriff that will uphold the Constitution in the county, that can definitely help in the local area. I definitely appreciate those thoughts.
And I'm going to go on what you just said. I got a letter, I got email from this is a congressman in Florida. I will not use his name yet. But he responded to a writer, and he actually pulled out the tax code on levy. And I just printed this out, I think, this morning. And it said, with regard to levy, the only authorization in law for any IRS to come in and levy anything from anybody is specifically agents, officers of the United States and the District of Columbia. It was very expressly, very deliberately, very carefully explained that silly law only applies to literally United States government officers.
Right.
It has no authority anywhere else.
I definitely pulled that together from my understanding, you know.
Well, that was a Florida congressman writing it. I mean, this is a recent letter. And all he did, he just copied the statute, pasted it, sent it to a Floridian, said, hey, you might want to talk to a lawyer about this. This is what the law is. I don't think they have the authority to levy what you have, but this is the information I have. See, that's the kind of folks that we need. It takes some courage. Hey, thank you for your call. Hey, guys, when we come back, I think I'll actually go get that letter. It's somewhere around here, I'm sure. And the number here is 888-850-1872. You're listening to Liberty Works Radio Network. I'm David Allen Carmichael. So what are we going to do, folks? Should we just roll over and die? I think we should stand up. Hey, our freedom is going to come in proportion to our faith. Let's make sure that ultimately there's an eternal reward that'll just outshine what we might see here.